Tory story called Don's Demise. So Don's landlord was sitting around one day reviewing all his properties. We'll just call Don's landlord, let's say Zagoras. Zagoras was looking through books of all the slum housing he owned in a small southeastern Ontario city. When he came to Don's one-room, no-toilet apartment, he was in the second day of reviewing all his land. He was tired, having worked 36 straight hours by that point, and was feeling particularly bitter, and said to himself, "I deserve more money for doing this much work. Perhaps I could attain more wealth by becoming mayor. In the meantime, I can raise this guy's rent to $780. Sounds reasonable. A couple days later, Don was taking a shit in a plastic bucket when he heard the mail arrive. When he opened the mail, he read that his rent was now $780. He began to panic. He just quit his job at Stream International because of a nervous breakdown and was waiting for someone to commit suicide at the Sears warehouse. Don went to the streets to beg for money to meet the difference. The police saw him one day, a few weeks later, beat him silly, tear gassed him, shot him with rubber bullets, and gave him a Safe Streets Act ticket. Now Don needed even more money to pay off the ticket. Through computer systems, welfare fraud found out that Don was making money on the side panhandling and charged him with welfare fraud. "Please," Don pleaded, "I've only eaten cardboard for 2 days. The welfare worker happened to be in Hastings County, so was capable of pity. "We won't send you to prison for 10 years. We will have to put you through workfare, though." "What's available?" Don asked. "Well, we have openings on the treadmill that generates electricity for City Hall. You get to run and get fit. It's a clean air solution to energy generation. One of the many exciting programs workfare has to offer these days." Don was evicted from his apartment at the housing tribunal by Judge McDonald, who gave his verdict. It sounded like this. "Don, I have been a pervert for many years." Did I just say pervert? I meant to say judge. I meant to say I've been a judge for many years. To find you guilty and have you evicted from the place that you live. Pee on me. Pee all over me. Get Vaseline and spread it all over. The court is adjourned. Don was homeless, 47 and hopeless. Yes, he did go to the churches for lunch every day. The church believed this was helping the poor, and when Don had a full stomach of bologna and soup, he agreed that it helped. "Do you know what really helped?" Don asked the guy beside him at lunch one day. "What's that, brother?" "If I never had to go through any of this fucking bullshit again." "Well," said the other, "you better get rid of capitalism and get rid of those Tories." Our next guest... I should say our final speaker. I'm not Montreal tonight with...